If anyone was unaware that it's winter, they are not anymore. The third blast in as many days has once again blanketed much of the South and much of cable news coverage. One county official in Delaware says snow has become a four-letter word. Residents of Baltimore woke up to 15 inches of snow. At least 14 deaths across the South have been blamed on the weather, including in West Texas, not the South, but in West Texas, where three people died after an ambulance slid off a highway and caught fire. In North Carolina, National Guard Humvees patrolled for drivers stuck in their cars yesterday, and Governor Pat McCrory is still urging residents to stay indoors. Jeff Tiberi is a reporter for Here Now contributing station WUNC. He's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, Jeff, you're sort of inland in what is, what, the northwest part of the state. What's it like there?
It's pretty quiet, as you can imagine. There are, just aren't enough plows, and there's not enough salt to deal with all of this snow here. I walked over to the studio where we're chatting from. It was about 10 blocks, and pretty much downtown Winston-Salem, a city of about 230,000 people, is a ghost town. I live downtown. The street that I live on was not shoveled or plowed, and it probably won't be at any point. We'll wait, and a lot of people will wait, for a lot of this stuff to melt away.
Yeah, well, we just recently visited there. It was 1 degree, so it's been cold. But, you know, we're hearing you are supposed to ultimately get 15 inches of snow in some of these, you know, the foothills of the mountains there. Are people, you know, it's not being plowed, but do people have other things they need to deal with snow?
I talked to a member of the National Weather Service this morning. He said that by this time tomorrow, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, this area known as the Triad, could see about 10 inches. That has not happened since 1987. So not quite record snow, but levels that haven't been seen in quite a long time. In terms of getting to work and getting things accomplished, all the schools are closed. Most friends of mine, most people I've talked to are in for at least today and may very well be in tomorrow. And of course, that puts them out of or away from work until Monday.
Yeah, we understand kids might have to make up classes on Saturdays. Across the area where in the country there's been snow, people are having to figure out when kids are going to make up school. But we understand that Governor McCrory is telling people to stay inside because branches start getting weak and break after a storm, not during the storm. And there was that huge traffic jam in the Raleigh-Durham area yesterday. We saw the pictures, but give us your sense of, you know, what happened there.
It wasn't good by any stretch. This isn't quite what we saw or what we heard about happening down in Atlanta a few weeks ago. A lot of folks abandoned their cars, and different than maybe in Boston or New York. Folks here, the officials here, are saying that's okay for now. If you abandon your car, you know, get it off the road as best you can, alert the police, and get back to it and move it when you can. Obviously, some many differences between the Northeast and other parts of the country and the Southeast. Shovels, a lot of folks, a lot of people in my neighborhood don't have shovels. In terms of sidewalks, I think that individuals are pretty quick in many big cities throughout the country to take care of the sidewalks. Not the case here.
Well, but interesting, because we understand people might be looking to buy things they need, and there's a new anti-gouging law.
There is. You know, there's this emergency declaration in place. It triggered price gouging laws that, you know, protect consumers. So the gas station can't say, oh, it's $12 for a gallon of gas. And they can't say, oh, a shovel's going to run you $23 or a bag of salt's going to be $40. So this is, you know, to protect consumers in kind of this state of emergency situation.
Well, you know, we read in New York City, crews have to repair 69,000 potholes since the beginning of this year, nearly twice the amount they fill in the same time last year. It's all attributed to the weather. I remember driving in the Raleigh-Durham area and thinking, oh, these roads are so what's different? The roads are so smooth. That might change now. But is there a new conversation happening in North Carolina? Is this, we've asked in other states as well, is there a sense that this might be a new normal?
I would say if that conversation has started, it's in the very early stages. But you do have to wonder about this, because if there is more and more snow over the next 10, 15, 50 years, how are certain regions, this region obviously, going to deal with this? To get kids to school, allow people to keep working and, enhance or maximize productivity, whether it's for 8-year-olds or folks in the workforce, how do you deal with this moving forward? Certainly the early part of that conversation.
Yeah, instead of coming to a complete halt. Jeff Tiberi, reporter for Here Now, contributing station WUNC, speaking to us from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.